This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands and thousands of people rallied across Myanmar Sunday, denouncing last week's coup. Protesters are also demanding the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi in the biggest protest since the 2007 Saffron Revolution that helped lead to democratic reforms. In a second day of widespread protests, crowds in the biggest city, Yangon, sported red shirts, red flags, and red balloons, the color of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. They chanted, "We don't want military dictatorship. We want democracy." On Sunday afternoon, the junta ended a day-long blockade of the internet that had further inflamed anger since the coup last Monday. A line of armed police with riot shields set up barricades but did not want to try to stop the demonstration. There was no comment from the junta, and state-run television news carried no mention of the protests. Officials say as many as 150 people are feared dead after a large piece of Himalayan glacier in northern India broke off and slammed into a dam early Sunday. The disaster is flooding the Dauli Ganga River and forcing the evacuation of downstream villages. Authorities say at least 9 bodies have been recovered in the unfolding incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted on Twitter, quote, "India stands with Uttarakhand and the nation prays for everyone's safety there." Sanjay Singh Rana, who lives in one of the villages, told Reuters in a telephone interview, "It came very fast. There was no time to alert anyone. I felt that even we would be swept away." The government says disaster response teams are being airlifted to the area. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate will soon have to decide whether to convict former President Donald Trump for incitement of insurrection. The former president's impeachment trial begins on Tuesday, the first for a president who is no longer in office. Senators will sit at their desks and listen to hours of testimony about the violent mob of Trump supporters who laid siege to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The House impeached President Trump on January 13th, 1 week after the violence. Republicans and President Trump's lawyers argue that the trial is unnecessary and even unconstitutional because President Trump is no longer the president and cannot be removed from office. While his acquittal is expected, all 100 senators will first have to sit at their desks and listen to hours of graphic testimony from House Democrats about the riots, which left 5 people dead. Ecuadorians choose a new president on Sunday. Many voters are weary of painful economic austerity measures and eager for a return to socialism, encouraging left-wing candidate Andres Arauz, who hopes to win without needing a runoff vote. The 36-year-old economist, a protege of former President Rafael Correa, leads in the polls on promises to make $1 billion in direct cash payments to families. His main rival, Guillermo Lasso, has been hurt by his image as a conservative banker, and pollsters say the possibility of low voter turnout due to the pandemic could dent his support. Lawyer and indigenous activist Yaku Perez is third in the polls. The Biden administration said on Saturday it was immediately suspending Trump-era asylum agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The announcement is part of a bid to undo his Republican predecessor's hardline U.S. immigration policies. In a statement, State Department Secretary Antony Blinken said the United States had suspended and initiated the process to terminate the asylum cooperative agreements. The so-called safe third-party agreements, inked in 2019 by the Trump administration and the Central American nations, force asylum seekers from the region to first seek refuge in those countries before applying in the United States. The European Union has chosen a careful route in its vaccine campaign to defeat the coronavirus pandemic, but as a result, it has seen a slow rollout of shots compared to Britain. Across the channel, the UK has shown speed and agility in its vaccine strategy. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.